Hello.
Hi, Bill. It's Lisa here. I'm so sorry we got earlier. Yes, so I just reconfirmed with my billing department and the dispute reflected, which makes the situation even more worse for us. And a merchant is frozen because the amount was forcibly taken from a merchant by your bank. Even though they did not report it as flagged, this is still a concern because they took the amount forcefully, and never in our entire communication or conversation I denied a refund to you, neither did the file. So that was always an option open for you, and we could have proceeded peacefully with a refund case. Now it's going to become a legal case because we'll be asked to submit our correspondence and communication to our merchant and ultimately your bank as well. And we are going to fight this case. We will be fighting on over this amount. And due to the dispute...
They said it was lifted. They said it was taken off as a fraudulent purchase.
It's not fraudulent charge, Bill. It's not about the tag specifically. It's about them forcefully taking the amount from our merchant. That's a hit anyway. So that is a problem now.
Okay, we'll have to deal with it, that's all. There's been a lot of problems.
So at this point of time, we'll be marking the project closed because there's nothing else to discuss or negotiate as it just turned into a legal case and you already got the amount back for the republication on Amazon, which was the $2,000. And either way, it wasn't making sense to you, so we were going to refund that amount to you. Now, the next step that you will need to do on your own is that you need to call Amazon and get to the bottom of this, okay?
I can't speak to anybody at Kindle. At Kindle Direct, there's nobody you can speak to.
Well, there is a customer service number. It's a hassle to get through to them, but you'll have to, you know, take the big steps. And the reason why we took that amount from you was because we were going to handle all of that on our end so that you don't have to deal with Amazon directly. But since that is no longer the case, we just need to unfortunately conclude our business at this point. You have the final book. Once your issue is resolved with Amazon, you can either attempt to republish or you can come back to us, whatever you feel like doing. That is completely up to you. But the first thing that you need to resolve is your Amazon bank issue. Okay?
I do have an email that says that... I'll get you the email because it has something to do with the banking. Because you put the bank onto Kindle, and then I got an email. Let me shut this off. Hold on.
She said, "I trust him." You.
I got an email that said that the bank account was changed. Did I know about it? If I knew about it, do nothing. So there is a time that you did put the bank onto Kindle. Let me see if I can actually find it.
That is fine because your Chase account details were uploaded on the new Kindle account that we created for you on BillSaron@yahoo.com. That has nothing to do with the issue or the conflict that Amazon is highlighting to you.
Well, like I said, I don't know unless you have a number that is not published. When I did speak to Amazon customer service, they said there is absolutely no number at Kindle Direct Publishing, no way to reach them.
Okay. Well, let me dig up and see if I can find a number for you. I will email that to you. And that is pretty much it. I will also send you a closing email so we both can go our different routes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Bill. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.